Of late in the north a fine frolic did pass. Five tailors was robbed by a jovial young lass. The jest, it is true, and will make you to smile, if you will have patience to listen a while. No weapons of death had this Amazon stout, but with a black pudding she put them to throat. Then Finnickin tailors who follow the trade, remember the pudding and all the cook made. These tailors did usually work by the day, for fourpence and porridge the story doth say. But now at a squire's house they were employed, for which their good fortune they were overjoyed. A long time they did stitch till their wages did come to 20 good crowns, which they thought a round sum. Then Finnickin tailors who follow the trade, remember the pudding and all the cook made. Their work being done, they their money receive, and now their good master they're minded to leave. A cup of the best at their parting they take, and then by consent their way homeward they make. Meantime the cook maid to her master she eyes, and told how their money she would make a prize. The knitty-breeched tailors who follow the trade, remember the pudding and all the cook made. Quoth she, "Sir, I'll venture some pastime to make. I'll make these five tailors most sadly to quake." In haste she disguised herself in man's attire, and mounted a horse like a trusty young squire. With weapons of war she herself would not load, but with a black pudding she trooped on the road. Then Finnickin tailors that live by the trade, remember the pudding and all the cook made. She soon overtook them and past them did ride, and then turned upon them with fury that tide. "You dogs, you deliver your money with speed, or by this same weapon I'll make you all bleed." Then out her black pudding she instantly drew, which like a good pistol appeared to their view. Then Finnickin tailors that live by the trade, remember the pudding and all the cook made. The tailors, perceiving that death was so near, fell down on their knees in a piteous fear. Quoth they, "Were poor tailors, your worship may know, and all do want money to pay where we owe. You rascals," quoth she, "how such lies dare you tell? For you have 5 pounds, which I know of full well." Then Finnickin tailors who live by the trade, remember the pudding and all the cook made. The tailors, supposing they should be all slain, did beg for their lives in a piteous strain. Quoth one of the wisest, "Oh, spare us, dear brother, because it's but seldom one thief robs another. We are near of kin as a nephew and niece. You live by the pad and we live by the piece." Then finnikin tailors, who live by the trade, remember the pudding and doll the cook made. Quoth she, "Are you willing your blood should be spilt?" Which made them immediately pull out their guilt. "Here's all," quoth the tailors, "as we hope to live. We hope a good part of it back you will give. You slaves, do you think I will part from my money when once I have got it? Oh, no, not a penny." The nitty-breeched tailors, who live by the trade, remember the pudding and doll the cook made. She left them bewailing, and home she did ride, and told the adventure whate'er did betide, which made them all laugh till their sides they were sore. They vowed such a frolic was ne'er done before. Her courage her master did highly applaud, and laughed at the jest how the tailors were clawed. Then finnikin tailors, who live by the trade, remember the pudding and doll the cook made. The silly poor tailors, their money being lost, came back to the gentleman puffing in haste, to send out a hue and cry after the thief, which made him to smile to himself, but in brief. The cookmaid was called, and they promised her part, if she could the money find out by her art. Then finnikin tailors, who live by the trade, remember the pudding and doll the cook made. Then doll fell to conjuring without delay, and brought the same money was taken away. Quoth she, "There's your coal, you impertinent knaves. 'Twas I took it from you, you pitiful slaves. With this same black pudding and no other tools, I made you to stink like five cowardly fools." Then finnikin tailors, who live by the trade, remember the pudding and doll the cook made. And now let the tailors deny it if they can, that five of them goes for to make up a man. This jest will be laughed at whilst we are alive, how dull with the tailor so bravely did thrive. Throughout Leicestershire her fame it doth ring, and in all parts of England the same we will sing. Then finnikin tailors that live by the trade, remember the pudding and doll the cook made.